Time now for Commander Keith's top five.
Jazz and AJ, Trentolo and Trentolo. Commander Keith, top five.
So yesterday, I turned 50.
Yay.
Very exciting, as you can hear in my voice.
Yes.
And here are the top five things that I've learned over my 50 years.
Oh, God.
Oh.
I feel like, you know, it could be an...
Five decades.
We got five decades.
Now, are you doing one thing from each decade? Or just the top five?
All right, that would have been better, actually. Right. Like, so in the first decade, I'd be like, I learned how to eat.
How to speak, how to not poop myself.
911.
You know, on a side note, I was at the orthodontist with my daughter. She was getting her braces off, big day.
Okay.
And Mr. Mom was showing, and which is a movie I love. And I'll tell you one thing. Moms at the orthodontist do not want to hear from a nut sitting by himself what year it came out, what Michael Keaton's career was. She was like, okay, yeah, huh? Good.
Right.
Like, I go, 1982.
Right.
Great film. And she was like, okay, sir. Yeah,
right.
Okay.
Yeah. Right.
Gathering her children.
Yeah, she was hearing 10 minutes to Wapner.
Right. That's when you see the mace coming
I'm
out.
An excellent driver.
Yeah. Right, right. She was like, Pepper's is this guy here with his daughter? I was like, she's inside. She's over there.
Taser.
All right, so here we go. Number five, when people say you look young for your age, you do not. No one looks young for their age. Everyone looks old. Stop wearing board shorts and too tight hipster shirts. It's over. I've reached the age where now I just have to go to Tommy Bahama. I walked into Urban Outfitters the other day because I was trying to buy shirts for like these birthday celebrations.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I can't be in here. Like,
those days are gone.
Those days are gone.
You're shopping at Macy's now.
Right, Macy's. And, you know, by the way, Macy's has some selections.
Oh,
I was like, this isn't as terrible as I thought.
I go there, yeah.
So my
top five signs you're 50.
Right.
Macy's seems pretty cool.
Right.
Place to get clothes.
I was like, this isn't all bad. So we went to Urban and it nothing. H&M was nothing. Again, I was like,
you've been out of that place for decades.
I go, I can't go here either.
Right.
And then I went to Nordstrom's, which is a place I could go, but like a t-shirt was $182.
Right. Yeah. There's a cover to get in there.
So my youngest daughter was like, try all these on. I go, Kat, this one shirt you picked is $207. Like, I can't be buying $207 shirts.
No.
Unless I look totally awesome.
Right.
I did not.
Which case, yes.
I look sort of like a silk chubby whale. And I said, this isn't for me for $200.
That's a look.
Number four. This is actually one I learned, I think, in my 30s. But nothing good happens after 2 a.m. So I spoke to a friend's son the other day. He's 24. And he talked about being out in New York City until 5 in the morning. No, never. I expect to never see the other side of 5 a.m. again. Unless something has gone terribly wrong. And I'm like,
not
in the
even
hospital.
On your 50th birthday weekend?
I think it's got to end at 2.
Yes,
I think from 2 to 4. I think from 2 to 4 is like hammered fight time. And I think 4 a.m. on is like zombie talking in riddles time. Like, I can't have it. Like, unless 2 a.m. to 3 a.m. is in your, like, in Atlanta and go to the Waffle House. Like, that's something, but not at 50. No one at 50 should be out at 4 in the morning.
Not in public. If you're, like, in a backyard at, like a bonfire.
Right,
like,
different.
That's cool.
He doesn't like bonfires.
Right, I don't like bonfires. Yeah.
If it's your backyard, someone you know, not just a random
you're in a safe
backyard.
Space. Right, it's got to be a safe space.
What are you doing out here? Who are you?
Yeah, we're not pool hopping.
Right.
Right, yeah.
2 to 4 a.m., though, even at someone's house, in a bonfire, it's a problem. I fall into the fire. I'm like pissed about nothing. Like, 2 to 4 is not
good
for me.
So this weekend, your 50th birthday, 1:59, you're telling your friends,
like,
get out.
Sleepy time.
Yeah, like a pumpkin.
End this with this.
It's over.
Number 3, errands are fun. When I was younger, my mom would force me to go to stores and the dry cleaners and all these things. And I used to complain and complain. But now on like Saturday, when it's all these errands, like I enjoy myself. It's like it's fun. It's like an adventure.
You sure you didn't turn 70?
No, I'm telling you. So I go to like Home Depot and then we go to Target and then we go to Starbucks and then we go like whatever to the mall. Like I never have a bad time.
Oh.
I like a grocery store. I like going to new grocery stores.
Oh, boy.
So they open like a fresh market, which is like a fake Whole Foods in my town. And like so fun, all these new aisles. What are these foods?
Oh, yeah.
What a time.
This is where it starts. Coupons are next. Coupons are next. I'm telling you.
So these children, the younger one, you know, doesn't drive. So she's like a prisoner of these errands. And I think she's coming around. So she knows she's going to get a tall, whatever the hell thing that costs $8 at Starbucks when we're on our adventure. But it's fun. I don't mind it. That's not weird. I like it.
No, you're like 5 years away from having your driving hat and gloves, too.
Right. And a tissue box.
And remember, I don't have any hobbies. So, like, whatever, Alan, like, builds picnic tables now or some nonsense.
Does he?
Yeah, so he took, like, a woodworking, and he builds stuff. Like, I'm not ever doing that. But driving around, going to Target, all right.
Nice. Fun.
So that would be your skill.
Yeah, know, driving.
In the apocalypse.
Right.
It'd be like, what do you bring to the table?
I'm the gatherer.
Right.
I'm going to go out and gather stuff.
Yeah, right. That's what I do.
Yeah, yeah. He's the Uber guy.
But I'm telling you, ask Alan to build you something. Like, he's...
I will.
Like, he's got all this wood in his car and stuff. He's, like, randomly building things. This is what he does now.
Oh, cool.
I think it's a stress reliever after all this yelling.
It's like the hammering, yes.
Number two. They've always said this, and I never believed it, that exercising in the morning will make you feel better, and your day will be better. You'll be more up. You'll feel happier.
Your head's clearer.
And it's true. So I've been doing this stupid walking pad every morning since January, right? And I feel better. Like, I'm more up, I'm more energized, the drive-in doesn't suck as bad, like, I like it.
You know, we haven't had any nasty emails this year.
This is true. This is true. And you know, he's training for walking the mall soon.
Right. Right. So when I'm 70, I won't get cramps.
With the rest of the white Nike high tops, yes.
Now, it sucks in the dead of winter, obviously, to wake up at 5 and be in, like, the sad darkness. But, like, today, I woke up at 5:50 and walked on. I watched TV. I walked on the walking pad. Oh, it was a time.
How far do you walk on the pad?
2 miles.
Wow.
It's exactly a half an hour because the thing won't go faster. I've actually graduated. I could
so get that's something, 4 miles an hour.
I could get something better because I'm like ready for it. I'm ready for the next level. But I watched that Euphoria garbage show and walk and like, oh, it's a time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tasks. And I feel good.
But yeah, if your car breaks down, you call for somebody.
Yes, for certain. Yes, yeah.
I'm not walking.
All right, and the number one thing I've learned in my 50 years is, and we've talked about this before, you have to make every Saturday great, and now we're like at the limit here. So I have 23 years left to live. So I really...
You're going to make it to 73. That's it.
The average man lives to 73. That's just science. You have even less time. I hope you're doing something exciting tonight. TikTok.
Oh, damn.
73 is the deadline. So you got to figure from 68 to 73, I'm like a mess. I've had strokes and I'm pooping all the time. But
well,
so
eat steaks a lot.
73.
He eats steaks all the time.
Right. Like, you got to figure at 68, like my mouth gets screwed up, like all the bad things. But from today to 68, like, we got to live it up. I got to, like, do it right. So it's got
to
start.
How many Saturdays is that?
It's not a lot. Like, I would have to do the math, but it's 52 times, like, 18. It's so it's not... It's not a lot.
So
it's not enough.
Live up to 2 a.m., yes.
Right. So, right, I should really, I really should take the whole time. But, yeah, so that's it. That's what I've learned. The big things that I've learned over the last 50 years.
I can't wait to hear 60.
Right. Oh, happy birthday.
Well, yes. we'll be 8 years away from the drooling and the pooping.
Gotcha.
Right.
Welcome to 50.
Yes. Hey, thanks, guys.
Happy birthday. Hi, everyone. This is James and Dan. We are two-fourths of the hit UK podcast, No Such Thing as a Fish.
That's right. Every week, we sit down behind some microphones and share with each other the best things we've found out over the last 7 days.
Yes. So, for instance, Dan, did you know that you cannot tie a knot in 4 dimensions?
I knew that's where I was going wrong. Interesting.
There are all sorts of reasons why, but we would go into them all on our podcast, along with loads of extra facts as well.
That's right. And if you want to check it out, No Such Thing as a Fish is available wherever you get your podcasts.